KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light snow in Atlantic, 17 degrees. A winter storm warning is in effect for the listing area. For the Atlantic and surrounding area, that warning is in effect until midnight. And for other areas to our southeast and northwest and southwest, that warning will be in effect until early Tuesday morning. We look for anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of snow across southwest Iowa. And blowing snow as well, mixed at times with some freezing rain. Travel conditions are expected to deteriorate. We'll tell you more about the weather here in just a moment. News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, topping the news, National Weather Service says a major winter storm will impact Iowa today through tonight as precipitation expands from south to north. The combination of strong winds and heavy snow, with snowfall rates of 1 hour per 1 inch per hour at times, is expected to cause blowing snow, and a wintry mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow is forecast for southeastern Iowa, with significant icing expected over that part of the state. In conjunction with the strong winds, tree damage and power outages are likely to occur. Travel conditions will quickly deteriorate this morning across the state. Expect a burst of precipitation this morning, followed by a period of lighter amounts late morning into early afternoon. Another round of moderate to heavy precipitation is expected to arrive by mid-afternoon. Over the southeastern part of the state, the precipitation will transition to all snow late in the afternoon. A winter storm warning is in effect for the entire state of Iowa through late Monday or early Tuesday morning, depending on your location. And officials advise do not travel unless absolutely necessary today. One person was injured during a two-vehicle collision Saturday afternoon in Creston. Authorities in Union County say 19-year-old Caitlin Alexandra Ray of Creston was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston after the SUV she was driving collided with a car at the intersection of East Summit and Palm Streets. The crash occurred just before 3 p.m. Officials said a 2005 Chevy Malibu driven by 18-year-old Kylie Jo Royster of Earlham was traveling south on Palm Street in Creston at the time that Ray was traveling west on Summit. The vehicles collided at the uncontrolled intersection when Ray failed to yield. Ray, who was cited for failure to yield, suffered possible unknown injuries. Royster was not injured in the crash. Damage amounted to $8,000. A Polk County woman died during a rollover accident Saturday evening near Scranton. The Iowa State Patrol says 20-year-old Sydney Thomas of Des Moines died when the vehicle Thomas was a passenger in rolled over multiple times. Thomas, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. The accident happened around 6:50 p.m. Saturday on Highway 25 just north of 280th Street in Greene County. The patrol says the Chevy Malibu, driven by 20-year-old Ashley Andrews of Scranton, was traveling south on Highway 25 when the vehicle went off the shoulder of the road. Thomas grabbed the steering wheel and tried to help Andrews correct the path of the vehicle, but her actions caused the car to overcorrect and go out of control, according to the report. The car then entered a ditch and rolled twice. Andrews, who was wearing her seatbelt, suffered minor injuries and was transported by Scranton Fire and Rescue to the Greene County Medical Center. Five people were injured during a collision Saturday afternoon in Perry. According to reports, one person was arrested on suspicion of intoxication following the crash after they attempted to leave the scene. The accident happened at around 1:15 p.m. at Highway 141 and 8th Street. The injured included four children and one adult. No names were released and a report on their conditions was not available. Authorities said the man who tried to flee appeared to have been impaired and was bleeding from the head. Police say he was also possibly intoxicated and combative. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater today issued a report on recent arrests. Vanderwater said 23-year-old Taylor Krause of Greenfield was arrested December 20th by Greenfield police for public intoxication in open container after he was allegedly found to be in possession of beer while standing in the parking lot of the Shopko store in Greenfield. Krause was later released from custody on $300 bond. And on December 22nd, an Adair County Sheriff's deputy arrested 56-year-old Deborah May Warrior of Fontenelle on a warrant for theft in the second degree. Her bond was set at $5,000. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County are investigating a burglary that occurred south of the unincorporated town of Monteith in rural Guthrie County. A car and truck are believed to be involved in the incident where a shed was broken into near 270th and Quail Avenue. The shed owner is said to have had a security camera, which may provide clues as to who the culprit was. The sheriff's office said it was also investigating a situation where a cow was butchered in its pasture near 320th and Ranch Trail north of Menlo. The incidents, authorities say, are possibly related. The crimes transpired on Christmas Eve or early Christmas morning. The owner of the cow Keith Partlow of rural Menlo posted pictures of the slaughtered animal on his Facebook page. He said someone shot the cow as she slept and cut her head off. The animal was then gutted and cut in half before the rear half was dragged to a nearby road and dressed out, according to Partlow. If you have any information about either incident, message the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on their Facebook page or call 641-747-2214. In the funeral announcements, Laverne Landsman, age 85, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Laverne Landsman will be today at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Phyllis Hodney, age 93, of Irwin, died December 19th at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Hodney will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Margaret Maggie Vanderheiden, age 88, of Dexter, died December 17th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Maggie Vanderheiden will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Dexter American Legion Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has the arrangements. Louis Bodler, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Louis Bodler will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Sarah Beth Cambage, age 42, of Anita, died unexpectedly Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Sarah Cambage will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Catherine Krause, age 96, of Anita, died Friday at her daughter's home in Ames. A prayer service for Catherine Krause will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bertha Pedersen, age 90, of rural Messina, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bertha Pedersen will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Vivian Dahl, age 93, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. Private family services are planned for Vivian Dahl. Steen Funeral Home is assisting the family. Helen Means, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Means are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Lee M. Thompson, age 83, of Exira, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Lee Thompson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.